95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station, The Morning Hog, Riggs, Steve, and the third member of our broadcast team, a man of mystery right now, because you don't know who it is, a mystery guest. Say something that may tell everybody who you might be.
Motorin'.
Oh, my God, that's Ooh, Brad Gilson.
Wow,
Nightbreaker.
Holy what? Mackerel.
Well, what? You would, all right. You would probably think it's Kelly because he wrote it and sang it. But I've seen that little high harmony, so that's me too.
Yeah, you've contributed, for crying out loud, to one of the best known songs of the century, for crying out loud. Brad Gillis, Night Ranger, tonight, Peabody, Daytona Beach. Those are the details you need to know. And get your damn tickets. There's still tickets available.
Hey, man, I'm so glad to be here, man. We're looking forward to tonight's show. And, you know, we've been out touring with Bret Michaels, and that's been a blast, but we threw this one off for us because we're heading to Tampa this Friday for a Friday night show, and that's been going great. We've been, you know, it's Bret Michaels, and he's had special guests. He has us coming up at the end. We all do a big jam, and then,
really?
You know, he's got the Sugar Ray, you know, Mark McGrath, and he's got Steve O'Jerry. Of course, he sang with Journey for like 10 years, so Bret knows how to throw a party, man, so basically called Mardi Gras, and you know, Sugar Ray, what a great guy, man. He does a couple of his hit songs, and
right?
Steve O'Jerry comes up, does a couple of Journey songs, the place goes nuts, and of course, Bret, all the Poison hits, and got Jefferson Starship opening, and then we go up after that and do our set. But that's, I was hoping that would be here in town, but the good thing about tonight's show at the Peabody is we're headlining, so
that's
we
right.
do the full show and all those, God. You know, the best of the best that we could do. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, I know you won't mind a little geeking out as what I believe is the largest Night Ranger fan of the Tri-County area, and or maybe this side of the continent, to be honest. But I have seen you guys in so many incarnations of your career, and it's, you always bring it. There's something about the Brad Gillis centered energy on stage. And here you are 40 years later, you're still banging it out, man. It's very impressive.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I got my first guitar when I was 8 years old, had my first band when I was 10,
wow.
called The Invaders.
The Invaders,
that crazy. And then all through high school, I had rock bands, and, you know, I mean, I remember doing a talent show, I think it was in fifth or sixth grade, and I played and sang Gloria, you know,
Gloria.
And when I got done, the girl screamed in the audience, and I got scared and went, oh my God, my bassman goes, they like us, they really like us, you know. So from that day on, I knew that's what I wanted to do, and got out of high school, played in the club band, five sets, five nights a week. That really honed in all my different styles of music, playing all kinds of different stuff, and then got together in a band with Jack Blades called Rubicon in the late 70s. And, you know, the killer part of that, we played that Cal Jam 2 in the Ontario Motor Speedway, March 18th, 1978. Biggest day of my rock and roll career.
Wow.
250,000 people.
Oh, my God.
Opening it up for Aerosmith, Ted Nugent Hart, Dave Mason, Santana. Just unbelievable. And we were the only unknown band on that bill. But, you know, I mean, you know, you get thrown into an audience like that, it's like, man, it's the big payoff. I was 20 years old. So, you know, that morphed into Night Ranger. And, of course, through the 80s, trying to get a record, early 80s, trying to get a record deal. And then I got the call after the tragic death of Randy Rhoads, dying in that plane crash. And I was able to go out with Ozzy.
Wow,
for the
right.
rest of the Diary of a Madman tour and all over the world. And, of course, that was crazy.
Yeah, that's a nice word for it, right?
Yeah. And then, you know, then Rudy ended up leaving at the end and rejoined Quiet Riot. They got their record deal. Of course, we all know how great they did. And then I left Ozzy to go back to Night Ranger when he got our record deal. And the cool thing about it, Riggs, is MTV just came out and we released Don't Tell Me You Love Me. And being a 24/7 format, they didn't have enough content. They played it like 25 times a day.
Wow.
It's cool. And, you know, that kind of helped put a face to the music. People were watching MTV back then. Of course MTV is a little different now.
It is. Anyway, it is a little different. It's like, it's more.
That's a good
bit.
Way to put it. Yeah. Different. Yeah.
And I love playing live, and I put 110% into it, and this band is smoking right now. And whenever you're on tour, you know, the band just gets tighter and tighter, you know, the more you play. So we're on our game and looking forward to tonight's show at the Peabody.
And you and Kelly and Jack have kept this thing together. I've, again, just seeing how you you still enjoy it, which is great. I mean, because I'm sure for some guys, some of your peers, it there's the business and the job part of it, but obviously you just seem to be enjoying when you're up there playing.
Well, we honestly do. That's the reason why we all get along, keep each other in check. Speaking of other bands, I won't mention any names, but these guys get up there when we do two or three act bills. I won't mention the bands, but they're out there going through the motions, man. We're running around on stage and we're doing all these fun things visually, and which makes it for a fun time and gives us a little exercise on stage. And
yeah.
And of course, me being a swimmer, I swim in the hotel. In fact, when I get done with you, I'm heading down to the pool here and get my swim on. Okay. It's awesome because we all stay in shape and the touring's going great. So we're looking forward to headlining tonight.
Yes, this is it. The Peabody. You can still get your tickets. Head to the Peabody box office. Steve and I'll be there. So don't, don't just get your tickets behind us. Don't get in our way. But come on over and enjoy the show. He's Brad Gillis of Night Rager. He's going to stick around here. It's the Morning Hog. More to come on 95.7 The Hog.